Blog Talk Radio. Happy Sabbath, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Powell. What partially will be hosting for tonight. Our dear sister just called a while ago, and we are apologize that we are late this evening, but the Lord said we are two or three gathered together doing the things concerning His will is in the midst. So I just want to, on behalf of Advent Light, we wish everyone a happy, happy Sabbath, and we hope to have a wonderful night together tonight. So we will offer a word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now your children come this blessed Sabbath evening to worship and to give praises and to bring glory and honor to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We want to thank you for spared life. We want to thank you for traveling mercies throughout the week to work, back from work, home. And we want to thank you for safe health that you have given unto each and every one of you, us that gather here tonight. And we just want to thank you for food, shelter, clothing. We want to thank you for a peace of mind, Lord. We want to thank you that we can rejoice to give praises and to worship you in spirit and in truth. You said you have given unto us this day, and this day, dear Lord, we should worship it in spirit and in truth. So we just want to come this moment to let you know how much we appreciate everything that you have done for each and every one of us. We want to thank you for forgiving us of all our sin. We want to thank you that we can find peace in you by sharing your words and present all our problems and our trials and our tribulation to our dear loving Father who loves us so much. So this evening, we just come to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Yes, brothers and sisters, this is the time that we have. So we're going to open the line for our brother, our sister to do our opening song, our reading some of our scripture, and to give praises. So I'm asking my brothers and sisters to press number one, indicate to me that you want to share tonight, that I can open your line. Welcome everyone on the line. Tonight is Sabbath rest. God has a purpose in every affliction, all right? So we know that He is there through our trials. Be beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch, right? Yeah, rejoice inasmuch as ye are partaker of Christ's suffering, that when His glory shall be revealed, you shall be glad also with exceedingly joy. 1 Peter 4:12-13. So let us rejoice and be glad. I'm opening the line for 518-482. Your line has been opened.
Good evening, amen. Everyone. Good evening and a happy Sabbath to one and all. I would like to sing a Sabbath song, 470, Thy Holy Sabbath, Lord. Thy people hail with joy. And we all could sing this song because the Sabbath is a very happy occasion, a very happy hours that we should enjoy ourselves and enjoy these sacred hours that God has caused to let us enjoy on this earth again. So I'm going to sing this song, and I just want to thank God for, first before I sing, I want to thank Him for His love, His protection, His mercy, His blessings on me, and on all of us that we can reach here this afternoon, another Sabbath to welcome in the day of rest and gladness. So I'll sing this song, Thy Holy Sabbath, Lord. Thy Holy Sabbath, Lord, Thy people hail with joy. And while we live to hear thy word, let praise our hearts employ. With sweet delight to sing that thou hast called thine own. We hail and all our homage pay to thine exalted throne. Oh, may thy saints be blessed, our sisters while we pray. May we enjoy our holy rest and keep the sacred thing. When Sabbath year shall end and from these courts we move, may we an endless Sabbath spend in heavenly courts above.
I'm going to sing another song, another Sabbath song. Welcome, Day of Sweet Repose. Or we're going to sing again, The Day Returns. We're going to sing, there's so many Sabbath songs. The Dawn of God's Dear Sabbath.
The dawn of God's dear Sabbath breaks o'er the earth again. As some sweet summer morning after a night of sin, it comes. Lord, we would bring our burden of sinful thought and deed. In thy pure presence kneeling, from bondage to be free. Our hearts must bitter sorrow for all thy work undone. So many talents wasted, so few bright laurels won. And with that sorrow mingling, our steadfast faith unsure, and love so deep and fervent, for thee to make it pure. In thy dear presence find the pardon that we need. And then that peace so lasting, celestial peace indeed.
Yes, brothers and sisters, this is another Sabbath. The dawn of God, this Sabbath begins, our Sabbath begins at 7:23, and now it's 7:30, so we are in God's holy Sabbath hours, and I'm very thankful for my life that the Lord has spared, and for his blessings on my entire family and all of us on this line, that we can come here together as brothers and sisters to welcome together the holy Sabbath day of rest. I just want to speak on a little on the church movement, the movement of the church, Assembly Adventist movement. And we are in a very progressive movement. This movement is not stagnated, right? Because we are living for truth, and truth is progressive. The honest seeker will seek constantly to receive light from heaven. What is truth should ever be our inquiry. This Satan and all his hosts are on the battlefield. And I sure we believe that. Satan and all his hosts are on the battlefield. The enemy of our souls has acted the part of a busy agent in presenting thoughts that many of our books now in print are in need of general revision. You see, that is the work of the devil. These are foundational truths, and they want to change up these books. Isn't that the devil? He would be glad to have our brethren receive impression that many changes must be made. And he would delight to insinuate questionings, and doubt into the minds of many of our people. Sister White says she has been instructed that the Lord is not the author of proposal to make many changes in books already published. So they have no intention and should be changing these books, because God is not the author of confusion. Our sanctification is at stake. We must be certain that we are listening to those who are absolutely grounded in our foundational truths. And the only way we can be sure of that is if we know what those are. That means that if we study it ourselves and know what it is, so that when these truths that are being turned around or is not printed right in our quarterlies or wherever we study, we could detect them. In Minneapolis, God gave precious gems of truth to his people in the new setting. This light from the heavenly sun was rejected with all the stubbornness of the Jews manifested in rejecting Jesus Christ. And there was much talk about standing by the old landmark. But there was evidence that they knew not what the old landmarks were. Satan wasted no time in clouding the minds of God's people by introducing just slight changes in our books. And this is what we hear from the pulpits. The safest way to learn truth is to study the old landmarks for yourself with the leading of the Holy Spirit, so we will be able to discern errors. So now we can put our confidence in men. We can put our confidence in the pastor and said he's preaching truth, because many of them preach falsely. But we have to go and do what? Study for ourselves, so we can find and know truth for ourselves. So that when we hear falsehood is being talked wrong or preached, or people are saying, we would be able to direct them in the right way, with the thus saith the Lord. I want to offer prayer. Father in heaven, we come before you at this another of your holy Sabbath day of rest. O day of rest and gladness, O day of joy and delight. We are so happy, Lord, that we can pause here at this moment to give you praise and thanks, and to give you all the blessings, all the praise that is due to your matchless name. We thank you for each one who have assembly on this line this evening, Lord. We pray that you will be with them, each one, and help us, all of us, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Father, we want to be saved in your kingdom, all of us on this line. We want to follow you in everything that you do and say, so that we may be an example to our fellow believers, our fellow brothers and sisters on this line, that we will be an encouragement to them, that as they open your word day after day, and as we all open your word, being able to find truth for ourselves, and that that truth may sanctify us and make us to live holy lives, because you are a holy God and you desire us to live holy lives. We thank you for this holy Sabbath day of rest, Lord. We pray as we relax on this day, help us to study your word, that at the end of this Sabbath, we may be able to receive a blessing from your hand. And all of us on this line, grant, Lord, that we all too may be able to receive a blessing, that your truth may be so spread, your truth may be so magnified, and that as we come before you, Lord, that you will bless each one and strengthen us that we will be, that we will keep faithful to you. We will keep faithful to your word. We will study your word, Lord, so that we will know truth for ourselves. We know the devil is very busy. We see what he is doing around us, Lord. He is not sleeping. He is so busy that every time you turn on the TV or something, or you just hear somebody is dying or something. But Lord, we know that you are in the midst of everything. And you is the one that who can give us joy and peace and rest. That's why we are here this evening, to take our minds off of the things of this world so we can, our hearts may be at rest in keeping your holy Sabbath day. Father, we pray that you will keep our hearts, our minds off of the things of this world and help us that we may be able to rest in your sweet, holy Sabbath day of rest and peace, that we will have that joy that you want us to have. Bless us, Lord, and bless all of us who will contribute on this line tonight and will speak words of encouragement, that we will see Jesus. We all will be so uplifted that we will want to see Jesus when he comes. Bless us, Lord, and we just want to thank you this evening for being with us and for hearing and answering our prayer. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Amen.
Open my
door. Sister, Constantine, are you too?
Yes, I'm done.
Okay, praise God, praise God, praise God. Brothers and sisters, we just want to thank our dear sister for that wonderful song, you know, bringing in the Sabbath, the dawn of God, their Sabbath, you know. And brothers and sisters, you know, when we really wait upon the Lord, you know, the Lord said we must trust him. The Lord said we must wait upon him, you know, that we can come and listen to these wonderful words in song and encouragement and reading, brothers and sisters. What the soul needs is the word of truth, the word of light. And I just want to thank you for that reading, Sister Continelli, that you know what? There is a battlefield. And you know on that battlefield who is there trying to steal away the foundation of truth, especially brother from the Remnant Church. You know, it have been stolen away by who? Satan. And as you were saying, reading, my dear sister, I go on this chapter, the shaking, right? It said, the Lord is soon to come, and there must be a refining, winnowing process in every church, for they are among us wicked men who do not love the, what? My dear sister, the truth, right? Or honor God. So you see, there are people around us do not like to hear the truth, and they bring dishonor to God, and they are trying to even turn those who are in the truth. It also said here, those who have the opportunity to hear and receive the truth and who have united with the Seventh-day Adventist Church, calling themselves the commandment-keeping people of God, and yet possess no more vitality and consecration in God than to the minimum churches, will receive of the plague of God just as barely as the churches who oppose the law, right? These are the foundation. And brothers and sisters, we just have to be faithful that the truth, and what is the truth? You know, they're going to ask, what is the truth? The truth that God gives his word, and he needs us to follow it, his law, his commandment, you know, and he said we're supposed to follow this commandment, it is binding, and we know what the truth is. The truth is the Sabbath, right? God's creation, from creation, he handed down that for us, the Sabbath, and we know that is a test. So brothers and sisters, they are trying to crush that truth. But we do know, and we have to ask the Lord to help us, as my dear sister Rim read these wonderful quotation, and also I continue to read some of it. So we have to study the word. Change the books, brothers and sisters, my dear sister. Just read a while ago, even the books, these documents, these tracts, these prophecies, right? They have been changing and putting in their own word, and we saw all these happening. But we was warned, and our sister come and let us know that we have to study. If we do not study for ourselves, what is going to happen to us? We will be deceived. And the Lord said, rejection of the testimony results in apostasy. So when we reject the truth, what is going to happen to us? And it's not those people out there, brothers and sisters. It's those who are inside. He said, one thing is certain. Those Seventh-day Adventists who take their stand under Satan's banner will first give up their faith in the warning and reproof contained in the testimony of God's Spirit, right? So you see, so when we take this stand and have that straight testimony, brothers and sisters, let us continue, brothers and sisters, that we will follow Christ and be obedient to go and deal with the truth. But we can know the truth if we do not study his word. We can know the truth if we do not ask the Lord for pour his spirit upon us. We can know the truth if we are not being obedient to go and share it to all those out there who are on earth. You know, we need to tell the truth. So my dear sister, we want to thank you very much this evening for that refreshing. You know, this is something that start we off, that we have to believe in the truth. And this is, you see, when we come together as one, you know, study God's word, we will all learn day by day, minute by minute. So I just want to thank my dear Sister Continelli also for a song and tell us a little about the truth. So we are going to read the truth, and we know the truth. And let us carry the truth out there. Let us we are the representative of Christ. We are Christ's follower. We are the light burden bearer. He is the burden bearer. And, you know, we have the light. And if we have the light in the truth, we have to carry it. So I just want to thank you, my sister. Yes, and thank my sister and brother who are here joining us this evening. I'm going to open the line. God is good. The Holy Spirit is moving. 518-650. Welcome. And can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Good evening, Sister Powell. Happy Sabbath to all who are
Amen.
On the line. My name is Paulette Barnaby. I am calling from Albany, New York. I did not get time to come on Thursday because there was a meeting at my church, so I have to join that meeting. I know you'll be
Amen.
Here too, but I'm here this evening.
Amen.
Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. Yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilled. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin. Sin and despair like the sea waves cold threaten the soul with infinite loss. Grace that is greater, yes, grace untold, points to the refuge, the mighty cross. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin. Marvelous, infinite, matchless grace, freely bestowed on all who believe. You that are longing to see his face, will you this moment his grace receive? Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin. And I'm going to read Psalms 47. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. With the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a king. He's a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved. God is gone up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reign over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The prince of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. Oh, Father, art in heaven. Lord, we just want to thank you for your holy Sabbath day, Lord. It is a joy. It is peace, comfort. We just put ourselves into your hands, God, and we just come to sing praises to you because you are the Most God, and you are sitting high and you are looking low, God. We are singing praises to God. Sing praises unto King. Sing praises. Heavenly Father, we are asking you to anoint us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, dear God. Create in us clean heart and renew right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence, dear Father, and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Lord, we are unworthy, we are unholy, we are undone, we are not in good. But because of your goodness, your love, your compassion, your mercy, and your son that you sent to die on Calvary cross so that we can be here this evening to tell you thanks. Lord, we are so grateful. You wake us up this morning and you bring us on our way and you bring us back. And we are here now, God, on your holy Sabbath day, sitting at your feet. Lord, help us to be humble. Help us to be faithful, O God, and help us to do the things that you want us to do on this your holy Sabbath day. Continue to bless us. Continue to guide us. Continue to keep us from all harms and danger. Be with our families, O God, our children, our grandchildren, our brothers and sisters, our church family, our neighbors, our friends, even our enemies, dear God. Help us to love the unlovable, O God, to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, to open shelter, dear Father, for the homeless. Lord, help us to do what our hand trying to do today, and do not put it off for tomorrow, because today is the day that we see, and we don't know if we are going to see tomorrow. So, Lord, continue to bless us and bless this prayer line. And all who is on the prayer line, O God, partaking, and the silent listeners, send a blessing, O God, to bless each and every one of us and help us to come boldly before the throne of grace so we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Lord, we need you. Be with the country, O God. Be with each and every one. Be with each and every one of the leaders in this country, all over the world. Father, there are so many things happening, O God. Only you know, Jesus. And it's only you can put an end to all what is happening. And because you own this world, and you see what is happening in the world, dear God, I'm asking you to take it in fully in control. Because, Lord, you said in Psalms 24, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and everything that in the earth belongs to you. Lord, you have made us, fashioned us, you breathe into us the breath of life, and we become a living soul, and you put us on this earth, O God. Lord, each and every one of us is here for our purpose. So, Lord God, help us to fulfill that purpose that we are here for. Help us, Lord. We cannot do nothing of ourselves. We are weak and feeble. We need your healing hands on us. Because of sin, we turn away from you, God, so that you would not communicate with us. But, God, because you love us and you forgive us for all the wrong things that we have done, we just want to thank you and we just want to praise you and we just want to magnify and lift your holy name, because your name is more than words can explain and your name is more than worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, touch us again, O God. Touch us. Heal us. Sanctify us. Cleanse us. Purge us. Mold us and fashion us into your likeness. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We praise you, Lord. We magnify you. We exalt you. We lift you up. We give you thanks. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. For all the blessing you have bestowed upon us, I pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the sweet Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, my dear sister Barnaby. We just want to know that we missed you the other night. But we know, even today, our sister was calling and said that she missed Sister Barnaby on the line. Sister Powell, you better call her to find out what happened to you, to her. But I said, you know what? Yes, I know. Maybe she just stepped out a little. And you see, you was on a good mission. So we welcome you back, Sister Barnaby. Advent Light, welcome you back, and your sister, you know, don't feel you wasn't missed. You was missed, but we prayed for our dear sister. Thank you for that song, Marvelous Grace to Our Loving Lord, right? Grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. Yonder on Calvary, Mount Outpour, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilled. Grace, grace. We have to remember those drops, and it was spilled because of us. Give us grace, and because of his love for us, that we can come here today to sing praises and to read the scripture. Sister Barnaby's Psalms 47, oh, clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with the voice of triumph, for the Lord Most High is terrible. But he is a great king over all the earth. Brothers, all these wonderful promises he have given unto us, but at the same time, he wants us to be obedient so that we can enjoy that eternal rest he has for us. So thank you, my dear sister, for sharing. Brothers and sisters, God is good. This is the time you can press number one to share. We started out on a good track where, you know, we were just praising the Lord in song, praising the Lord in wonderful reading and studying the word of the truth, singing song of praise and the grace that God had promised us and what he has been doing for us. So we just want to give God thanks. And I know how great he is. And I'm waiting on my sisters and brother to press one. And I will sing this song. Just try, because we know God is great. How great thou art. I'm just going to try to sing it. I don't know. Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all thy hands have made, I see the stars, I heard the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How sings my soul, my Savior God to thee? How great thou art, how great thou art. And through the wood, for far is grace thy wonder. And hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God is Son not sparing, I bled and died to take my sin away, that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sins. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take we home, what joy shall fill our hearts. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. We know that Jesus is great, right? And brothers and sisters, tonight, just let us just think, just for a while, and look what he has done. And we can sing and shout, right, that our God is great in everything. So let us press number one so that you can share the goodness of God and give him the praise in songs and in scripture tonight, brothers and sisters. This is the Sabbath. Praise the Lord. Thank you. 423-635, your line is open.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, Sister Powell. Thank you for opening up my line and for hosting. God is truly good, and he's worthy to be praised. And I just want to thank him for his many blessings, near misses of accident, and his protection and mercy upon my life and upon each and every one of our life. And I just want to say it for you before I just want to share something from Great Controversy. Kind and loving Father, I thank you ever so much for blessing me. I thank you, Lord, for safety going and coming. I thank you for protection. I thank you for mercy. I thank you for answering my prayer and the prayers of my brothers and sisters. I thank you for working mightily in our life to bring us to a new this new Sabbath, Lord, this day of rest, this day of peace, this day of joy, Lord. And I thank you again, and I want to praise you, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, for all that you have done, for blessing and protection upon our children and those that have grandchildren, friends and family, kind and loving Father. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
So, yes, I just lost my page. Yes, I just was reading Great Controversy this morning, and I was trying to pull it up now, and I just lost it. But just my testimony out here, Ben. I've been working with this young man. He is 37, and he has MS, and he is unable to walk. He's unable to do things for himself since 2016. And, you know, he's able to move his hands a little bit, but his hands can get out of control where he can't control it. And I'm asking, Lord, have mercy. I thank you, Lord, that I'm able to give you praise, Lord. And, you know, wondering how did this young man get to this stage. And, you know, he's telling me a little bit about his life and how it's been rough. He's been disobedient, been into drugs from 9 years old, or maybe before, going astray in between his mother and his grandmother's house, and just doing every and all things, manner of things. And I'm, you know, just told him that God wants to forgive you. God wants to heal you. He wants to make you whole again. Are you willing, you know? And, you know, just counseling him, praying for him, and encouraging him. And him and his grandparents, they took the COVID shot, and he's already has MS. So, you know, he's twitching and stuff, and they're supposed to take another shot on the 15th. So I'm like, Lord, these people don't have a lot of time, and you brought me to this home for a time such as this. So just thank the Lord, because, you know, he shows us things and he shows us people that have taken the wrong route and how, what's going on in their life. And he told me the other day, you know, he has demons in him. And I was like, wow. I said, that's only the Holy Spirit that revealed that to you. But I told him that the Lord wants to remove those demons, and he has to trust and believe and have faith in Jesus. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. So just keep Jeremy in prayer. And I'll have a short reading if you have time now or later.
Yeah,
Sister
Pal. You can go, my dear sister.
Okay. Amen. So this is from Great Controversy, chapter 26, and I will okay, I'll start at the beginning. Christian Experience and Teaching, chapter 26. It says, at the conference at Battle Creek, this was in Michigan, May the 27, 1856, I was shown in vision something that concerned the church generally. The glory and the majesty of God were made to pass before me, said the angel. He is terrible in his majesty, and yet realize it not. Terrible in his anger, and yet offended him daily. Strive to enter at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be be that findeth it. These roads are distinct, separate, in opposite direction. One leadeth to eternal life and the other to eternal death. So we have to choose which road, brothers and sisters, we're going to take, the narrow road or the wide road. Continue. I saw the distinction between these roads, also the distinction between the company traveling them. The roads are opposite. One is broad and smooth, and the other one narrow, rugged. So the parties that travel them are opposite in character, in life, in dress, and in conversation. Those who travel in the narrow way are talking of the joy and happiness they will have at the end of the journey, not at the beginning or in the middle, but they're talking about the joy at the end of the journey. We know that when they, as heaven, when they reach heaven, their countenance are often sad, yet often beam with joy, sacred joy. They do not dress like the company in the broad way, nor talk like them, nor act like them. A pattern has been given. A man of sorrow and acquaintance with grief opened that road for them and traveled it himself. And we know that man is our Savior, Christ Jesus. His followers see his footstep and are comfortable and cheered. He went through safely. So can they, if they follow in his footsteps. And there's more, but I'll just end it there. So let us, be encouraged, brothers and sisters, to take the narrow path where Christ have already traveled and travel in his footsteps, knowing that it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be always joyous, always, full of glitter, but it's going to be hard. It's going to be rough, but at the end, it's going to be joy unspeakable. There's going to be life eternal, no more sickness, death, sorrow. It's going to be worth it. So I just want to encourage each and every one of you. Thank you, Sister Powell. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for coming on and giving us this wonderful testimony and praise. This is a praise, Sister Paula, with that young man, Jeremy. And this is showing us that, we have to prepare. We have to be ready, right, to go and do the work that the Lord wants us to do. And as we listen to your testimony and also your praise, we know that the Lord said the health message is the right arm to the gospel. And brothers and sisters, this is the way in which we're going to go into the homes of many, many people who never hear about the word of God, never open the Bible, never have someone to share about God's goodness and his mercies towards them. And I just want to give God thanks that you was able to be there for that young man. As a young man, 37 years, as a young man, he cannot walk. And when I heard what Sister Carla just said, his hand sometimes get out of control. And if that hand get out of control, it's only prayer. And a strong prayer way for the resistance that he will not take that hand and do things that he should not do. So, my dear, we will be praying for you that God will allow you to present his word to Jeremy. And he mentioned, just like the man with the demonic power, what he said when the demon was in him, he told Jesus, he said, when Christ asked him his name, he said, demon, and there are many. So you know what? We know that Jesus is able to do all things. So, brothers and sisters, right now, as we listen to our dear sister request, we are going to pause, and I'm going to call some names. Let me do some prayer for Jeremy, because God is able. Tonight is Sabbath night, and God wants us to be faithful and to trust him and to know that he is able to do all things. And also thank you, Sister Carla, for that reading, brothers and sister. God have given up, gave us the direction. He had shown us the way. And in the word, he wants us to really study, because we know that there is two roads, and God wants us to follow him all the way. And if we are not being obedient, we know that we will be actually running to and fro. And God doesn't want that with his people. And even the church, as our dear sister was reading, we know we have a good foundation, right? And as my dear sister came on a while ago, and she was Sister Consonelli, and she was sharing what about truth, right? And we saw, no, it come like truth is a lie and lie is truth. You know, God, there is no standard. But we want to thank God for what he has shown us, and that God have been allowing us, right, to be obedient in carrying out his word. And at the same time, for us to give him all, because brothers and sisters, if we do not empty ourselves, we won't be able to go into these homes to work with the sick. No, we won't be able to, if we don't study the word for ourselves, see the Bible to encourage them, if we don't have any light or if we don't have any truth, we can't enter into the zone. So we just want to thank you, my dear sister, and we will be praying for you. And I'm going to open this line for my dear sister that she can offer word of prayer on behalf of Jeremy, for we do. But we're going to ask, you know, and ask our brothers and sisters to press number one, that you can share. You have something, must have something to give praises to God for. He have been doing so much for us. So let us praise him. I'm going to open this line, and I ask you for prayer, especially for Jeremy. 518-650, your line is open. I'm asking you, please, if you can offer word of prayer. And we here also can whisper prayer on behalf of Jeremy and also the family and Sister Carla. And they can pray Allah for the entire group here. Amen. 518-650. Okay, can you pray for a word of prayer for our Sister Carla, patient Jeremy, 37.
Heavenly Father,
amen.
I come before you this evening, dear God, on behalf of Jeremy, Sister Carla, student. I put him before you in a special way, oh God. I'm asking you to anoint him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, creating him clean heart, O God, and renew right spirit within him. Cast him not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from him. Restore unto him the joy of your salvation, O God, and uphold him with your free spirit. Heavenly Father, help him to have peace of mind, to know that you is God, and you is the one that created him, and you can restore him back to his normal strength and to his normal mind. So, Lord, all he have to do is to lift his faith and look to you, O God, who is the author and the finisher of everything. You created him. You put him in this earth. So, Lord, he is here for a purpose. And, Lord, there is nothing too hard for you to do, because you turn the impossible into possible. So all he have to do is, God, is to look on you, look to you, to have faith in you, to believe that whatever the situation is, oh God, you can turn it around and make him into what you want him to be. Lord, continue to bless him, continue to guide him, oh God. And as this caller, work with him. Lord, give her words to speak to him, O God, so that he may turn and look to you, and he will be healed. Continue to bless the family and bless Sister Carla, Lord, so that she may do the things that you have commissioned her to do in this world. And everything will be put into place. Continue to bless, continue to guide, continue to protect, continue to rebuke, to remove, and to destroy everything that is unlike you, Lord. And let everything be done according to your will. I pray and I give you thanks. In the name of the Father, Son, and the sweet Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Carlo. Thank you, Sister Barnaby, for that prayer. Father in heaven, we linger a little longer at your feet to give you thanks and praise for all the things that you have done for us, Lord. We have listened to the prayer of our dear sister who lift up our brother, Jeremy, dear to you. You said if there is no other time we need to pray, is now. And we know that only prayer is only prayer can answer our call. So, Lord, we know that you are there for us. So this moment, we, your children on this land, come before you, Father, first. Ask you, Lord, to forgive us of all our many sins. And we are asking you, Lord, to allow us that this prayer reach up to you. And, Lord, it is in your care, Lord, on behalf of your son, Jeremy. Lord, he was willing to acknowledge who his name. He was willing to acknowledge about what is happening within him, Lord, and he spoke about it. So, Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus, as you said, you wish above all things that your children would prosper and be in good health. You said you will not cast any diseases upon thee, our children, if we trust you like what fall upon the Egyptian. And, Lord, we have seen because of murmuring and complaining what happened to those Egyptians, Israelites, when they leave Egypt and came out, Lord, and they were just complaining and doing their own thing, and because of that you rejected them, dear Lord, and we saw. Help, Lord Jesus, that this won't happen in our time, but we will be able, Lord, to present your people who do not know you. Point them to you, Lord. Allow us to pray on their behalf so that they can have a relationship with you, Lord, and they can speak to you by themselves and share what is in their heart, and they can accept you, Lord. So we place your son to you and also his family members, Lord. And you have placed a light in the home, dear Lord, a light true, Sister Carlo. So we ask you to give her the strength and the courage, dear God. Lord, help her, Father God, that she will focus her mind each moment, each minute upon you with this situation, because I know it is difficult. It can be difficult. So I present that young man to you, another young man, Lord, because I have one in my family with the same situation. Lord, cannot walk barely. Lord, he uses his hand and he knows and he's still doing his work. He used to be a teacher, and dear Lord, he came down. He can't even teach in the classroom anymore, Lord. So I know that's not an easy sickness, Lord, and disease, but Father, you can do all things. So we place Jeremy, we place his family to you. Keep them and bless them, and also help us, Lord, that we will continue presenting to you. Thank you for hearing, and thank you for answering our prayer. And we pray for all our sisters and brothers on this land. And we pray for our young people, Lord, on this land, Lord. We pray for our leaders on this line, Advent Life, and also our leaders of our churches, our conference, our union. Father, we pray for the ministers who are teaching the flock, Lord. Allow them at this time that they may see the time that we are living in, and that they will not, as we listen to their reading a while ago about the truth foundation, that you have built your church upon the solid rock, and the rock is you. Lord, allow us that we will come back to realize who this church is built upon, and that we will be faithful to you, Father. So we ask you to bless each one. We also present, dear Lord, our sisters and our brothers, Lord. We present our grandchildren and our children to you. We present tonight the community, Lord. My heart is groaning. The community, the young people are using the gun and shutting up their brothers and their sisters. And the heart of men is so desperate, wicked, that all as you turn is some killing. So, Lord, we present them to you, Father. What more could we ask of you, Father? We need you. And for as you said, you're going to pour out your Holy Spirit upon your people, and your people will be enlightened to go out and to present this message without fear, because you have given us the true message, and we know what the true is, the everlasting gospel. Help us to be faithful to carry out this message to this world, that this world will know more about you and that their heart will be changed. Thank you for hearing, and thank you for answering our prayer in Jesus' loving name. We pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Yes, brothers and sisters, I'm asking you to press number one, that your line will be open, right? 225-337, can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Powell. This is Sister Leola calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I want to give God the praise and just honor that he blessed me to cook and be ready. Sunset is just setting here. So I want to thank God for the Sabbath. So let me just sing this song, Sister Powell. I'm going to just start with welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome, glad we held this present blessed. 'Tis the great Jehovah rest. Holy day, Jehovah rest. Of creation week the best. Last of all the chosen seven. Blessed of God, 'twas man was given. Welcome, 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 welcome. Glad we held his presence blessed. 'Tis the great Jehovah rest. First his 6 days work was done. Then the Sabbath was begun. Thus he blessed the 7 days. And thus in resting we obeyed. Thousand half his plan reversed. Resting now upon the first. Search the scriptures, you shall know. There's no scriptures, tell them so. All who speak the truth must say, it was man who changed the day. In God's word, no change appear. Through the whole 6,000 years, thus I searched, and when I saw only great one Sabbath law, then I hastened to obey. Plainly, it was the only way. Welcome, 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 welcome. Glad we held his presence blessed. 'Tis the great Jehovah rest. Oh, brothers and sisters, I want to thank God for his Sabbath. And this is the day that we are to worship and praise him. So I just want to read just a short little passage in the end of time, and it's on page 128, and it says, all had lamps. I'm just going to read this little passage. It says, all had lamps and vessels for oil. All had knowledge of the scriptures. They're talking about the virgins, the 10 virgins. All heard the message of Christ's near approach and confidently expected his appearance. It's in Christ's Obsolescence 408.2. But if we do not practice the truth, we have not received the holy oil. Brothers and sisters, I wanted to read this to my brothers and sisters. The book says, and this in Bible Commentary 1179/2.2. It says again, but if we do not practice the truth, we have not received the holy oil. So, brothers and sisters, I'm asking the Lord to give us strength, not just say, Sister Leola, to give us all strength that we practice God's holy word. And we, like the book says, we will have his Holy Spirit. So I just want to thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. And I want to say happy Sabbath to everyone. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for that song. Welcome, welcome. Holy Sabbath day of rest. And also for your reading. Brothers and sisters, we start out this evening, this blessed Sabbath, about the truth, the true foundation, who is Jesus Christ, and about the true message that God has given unto us. Our sister present that to us, a good passage about the truth. And you come back with your reading, with this reading, how we have to practice the truth. And the truth, we have to hear it. We know the truth, and we do not do it, what is going to happen to us? We are not going to enter into that eternal rest with the Lord. So let us continue to do the truth, study the truth, pray for the truth, accept the truth, brothers and sisters. And if we be faithful, right, we be faithful, it said there must be a refining, winnowing process in every church. Who is the church? We. For there are among us wicked men who do not love the truth, right? And these men will want to take the truth from us, right? And we have to be total obedience to God, total surrender ourselves to God. And the truth is that he has to say to us, you are right with me, and I will clothe you with his righteousness of faith by Christ. That is the truth, right? No sin, victory over sin, right? So we here come night upon night, brothers and sisters. This is something we have to do by studying God's word, right? And if we want to be with Jesus, right, all truth we have to present, right? And we are asking each one of us, let us continue to study God's word. Let us continue to trust him. Let us continue to pray, like as we heard a while ago. We have to pray for the Holy Spirit. We have to ask for it. And we have to be willing, ready to accept it. Yes, brothers and sisters, I'm asking you to press number one. If you want to share, I don't know who will be presenting the message. We have prayer, and we are actually going in 8:27. So who will be presenting the message, Sister Carla? You know, right? We can do another prayer, and if there is anyone else who's on the line, we have quite a few people on the line. We ask if you want to share a song, a testimony, a praise, a prayer, you know, a praise report, read a scripture, a quote. We are asking you to press number one so that we can open the line. Sister Powell alone don't want us to be talking. So we ask you to press that I can know. It's a Sabbath rest. We know today is Sabbath, right? And God has a purpose in every affliction. And March 30, ending trials. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you, right? As though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice in as much as you are partaker of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, you will be glad also with exceedingly joy. 1 Peter 4:12-13. One evening, a gentleman who was much depressed because of deep affliction was walking in a garden where he observed a pomegranate tree nearly cut down the stem, through the stem. Greatly wondering, he asked the gardener why the tree was in this condition, and he received an answer that explained to his satisfaction the wound of his own bleeding heart. "Sir," said the gardener, "the tree also used to shoot out so strong that it bare nothing but leaves. I was obliged to cut it in this manner, and when it was almost cut down, it began to bear fruit." ML 93, paragraph 2. "Our sorrow do not spring out of the ground. In every affliction, God has a purpose to work out for our good. Every bowl that destroy an idol, every providence that weaken our hold upon earth and fasten our affliction more firmly upon God is a blessing. The pruning may be painful for a time, but afterward it yielded the peaceful fruit of righteousness. We shall receive with gratitude whatever will quicken the conscience, elevate the thought, and enable the life. Fruitless branches are cut off and cast into the fire. Let us be thankful that through painful pruning, we may retain a connection with the living vine. For if we suffer with Christ, we shall also reign with him. The very trial that taxes our faith and the most sincerely and makes it seem as though God has forsaken us, is to lead us more closely to him, that we may lay all our burdens at our feet of Christ and experience the peace which he will give us in exchange. God loves and he cares for the feeble of his creatures, and we cannot dishonor him more than by doubting his love for us. Oh, let us cultivate what so wonderful promises that God have for us, brothers and sisters." He said, all we have to do, cast all, brothers and sisters on this line, cast all our burden at his feet, right? And when we cast it at his feet, we will experience the peace which he will give us as an exchange. Isn't that marvelous? We all on this line tonight, and we all have our burdens. So we go in across to cast our burdens to Jesus so that he can give us that peace and that joy that we all needed. Right, brothers and sisters, we are asking you on the line, want to share, press number one that I can open. And we have prayer and the speakers on the line can just press number one. So we going to lead in prayer. Brothers and sisters, if your heart is filled with the sweet spirit of the Lord and you want to offer a word of prayer without the power, call or press, I am asking you to take off yourself off the line and press one again, and I will open. If you feel impressed tonight to offer a word of prayer so that we can cast, lay all our burden at Jesus' feet. I'm going to open the line since I don't get a report. 423-635, your line is open. Can you lead us in prayer for each one of us, right?
Amen.
That we will cast our burdens at his feet.
Amen. Yes, I can do a prayer before Brother Yudi speaks. Let us pray. Kind and loving Father, we come before you, O Lord, on this blessed Sabbath day, O Lord, a day that you have set aside for us, a day that you have made holy, Lord, because you know that we need a day of rest. We need a special day to commune with you, O Lord. Our bodies, our minds are weak and tired, O Father, and are been working, Father, physical, mentally, working and taxing, O Father, and we need a break from our sinful ways and practice even that those things that we have not overcome, O Father. We ask that you will forgive us. We ask that you will help us. We ask that you will strengthen us, O Lord, for a time as this, Lord. You see that we're still in this world, Lord, giving you praise and honor and glory, O Father, a peculiar people that you have to represent you, Lord. Help us to be holy as you are. Help us to be able to stand in the face of error, in the face of wrong, in the face of persecution, O Father, in the face of trial. Protect us and guide us. You have heard the prayer requests, O Father. You have heard the prayers that have went before me, O Father, and I just thank you for each and every one of them. I thank you even now, O Lord, for answering those prayers while we are yet speaking. You have heard them. You have touched the heart of the sick, those that are the faint one, O Father, those that are demonic possessed, those that are going through ups and down financial burdens, O Father. May you bless your children, O Father. Also, Father, we lift up the speaker before you. May you bless him, O Lord. May you touch him, O Father, so that he can be filled with your Holy Spirit in order to bring this message, O Lord. Help us and strengthen us again, O Lord. Keep us from falling and present us faultless, O Father. Ye which have begun a good work in us, O Lord, will complete it, O Father. We ask, O Father, for wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, Father, in all things, Lord, so that we will not be ashamed of the gospel, so that we can rightly present it to those that we come in contact. Bless us again, strengthen us, and guide us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for the prayer. Brothers and sisters, I just want to thank you all for joining, and we are going to open the line for the speaker, Brother Yudi. So the next voice you will hear, brothers and sisters, is Brother Yudi. 518-409, your line is open.
Good evening, brothers and sisters, and a happy Sabbath to you all. I will speak a very quick and short message this evening. But before I do so, Caleb would like to recite his scripture reading for tonight. All right? So let us pray first,
amen.
Caleb. You want to pray for us?
Yes.
Go ahead and pray.
Yes, thank you. Hi, Daddy and Mommy and my sister and Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Okay, go ahead and recite your verse.
Ephesians 6:1. Children, obey your parents in your work, for this is right. For this is right. Ephesians 6:1.
All right. Very good. So, okay, you can go out there. Very good. Thank you, Caleb. Good job. Very good. Thank you. All right. Now, Daddy will speak. Pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. And we ask for understanding in Jesus' name, even now. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved brothers and sisters, good evening and happy Sabbath again. We are opening up our Bible to the book of Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55 and beginning at verse number 6. We are in Isaiah 55. You can close the door now, Caleb. Isaiah 55, verse number 6. And it says in Isaiah 55, verse 6, it says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." Now, this is our scripture reading for tonight, and I want to ponder upon the scripture for some time, as the Bible is admonishing us to seek ye the Lord while he may be found, to call upon him while he is near. Now, this is an interesting verse in the Bible because it is indicating that there's coming a time where we will not be able, where we will be unable to seek the Lord. But that time, according to the scripture, is not here yet. For the Bible goes on to say in the same verse, to call upon him while he is near. Call upon him while he is near. Now, he is near, and for that very reason that he is near, we may call upon him. Call upon him. The Bible says, those that call upon God, he shall answer, right? He shall answer. And God is in the, he is in the business of answering our calls. Now, what is it about our children that often we experience, right? Sometimes our children call upon us. And even as they were young, when they were younger, they would call upon us. They would call mommy and they would say daddy, right? But the Bible says that our mother and our father may forsake us, but the Lord will never forsake us. We can trust him. We can call upon him. And if we call upon him and truly seek him, the Bible goes on to say he will answer. Notice what the Bible said in Isaiah and Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Is there someone who can read Jeremiah 33, verse 3? In light of the scripture that we have just read, we will not be long tonight because I'm starting late, so we will keep it short. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. And notice what the scripture says. And Jeremiah 33, verse 3.
Amen.
Jeremiah 33,
Amen.
Verse 1,
8. Amen. Verse 3.
Okay. Verse 3, okay. Jeremiah 33, verse 1. Okay, somebody can read. Sister Carly, you want to read it? My team cut off here. Okay, Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Call unto me, and I will answer. The Lord that formed it, to establish it, the Lord is his name. I repeat it, right?
Now, Jeremiah, are you sure you're reading Jeremiah 33, verse 3?
Wait. You know what? You know, so that sometimes I don't feel good in the night, right? You know that, and I don't want
to. It's okay. It's okay.
Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. Three, right?
Amen. 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 That's it. That's the one. Yes. So it says, call unto me, and I will answer thee. Now, who is speaking here? This is none other than our Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Father who delights in mercy, our Heavenly Father who is graceful to us as children. Now, you just heard Caleb read the scripture. Memorize this scripture from Ephesians 6, verse 1, where he says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right, right? But also our Heavenly Father is our parent, amen? And if we call upon our parent, which is our Heavenly Father, if we call upon our Father, our Heavenly Father, right, we call upon him, he says, the promise is that he will answer us. Call upon me and I will answer thee. And notice the promise that is off, that is also made in addition to this promise. And I will show thee, I will show thee great and what? Mighty things.
Mighty things.
Which thou knowest not. So the Bible tells us that God is going to show us great and mighty things which we do not know. Now I want you to drop your eyes down to verse number 6 now. Notice what the Bible says in verse number 6, same chapter. Bible reads, behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and of truth. Now notice, friends, we read Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Bible says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. We drop down to verse number 6. It says, I will bring it health. So God is saying when we call upon him, he will bring health. Not only will he bring health, additionally, he will bring what? Cure. And he says, I will cure them. I will reveal unto them not only a cure, not only mercy, but the abundance of peace and truth. Now notice how God does this. Now we drop our eyes down to verse number 8. He says, and I will cleanse them from all their iniquity, whereby they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities, whereby they have sinned, and whereby they have transgressed against me. Amen? So the Lord is making how many promises here? 3 promises. Number 1, he says, call upon him, and he will answer. Now, God is not a deaf God. Now, remember the story of Elijah? And Elijah was the forerunner. Elisha was a type of Christ. Elijah was a forerunner to Elisha, similar to John the Baptist. And when Elijah went in front of King Ahab in order to rebuke King Ahab of the idolatry that was taking place in the days of Israel, the Bible tells us that the waters were shut out from the heavens, a symbol of the Holy Spirit. And as the waters were shut out from heaven, for 3.5 years, Elijah was fed by the brook Cherith, and the ravens brought him bread and water morning and evening. Amen. In addition to that, when the brook dried up, God sent him to that widow woman who fed him with that bit of flour and a little cruse of oil that she had left, and the flour and the oil did not run out. Now follow me carefully. And Elijah, in the process of time, went before Ahab and rebuked Ahab for the iniquities and the sins that he was committing in the days of Israel. And Elijah told the magicians and all of the counselors of Ahab that they would set up a altar and whereby they would call upon their gods. Follow me carefully. And as they called upon their gods, Elijah said that the God who answered by sending down fire from heaven to consume the very sacrifice that was on the altar would be the true God of heaven, right? And if you remember that Elijah was mocking the prophets of Baal because they had been calling upon their gods. They have been calling upon their gods and asking for their gods to drop down fire from heaven in order to consume the sacrifice. And that went on all day long. And Elijah was mocking them, even saying, maybe your God is asleep. Maybe he cannot hear you. Scream louder, yell louder so he can hear you. But we know that God, their God did not answer. But when Elijah called upon his God, the God of heaven, the God in which tells us to call upon him, the same God who dealt with Elijah in that time period, is the same God who says to call upon him. Now, what is it tonight that you need to call upon God for? He promises that he will answer. And not only that, he says he will show us great and mighty things which we do not know. He will show us great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Then he goes on to say that he will also bring help. He will bring a cure to our disease. And the greatest disease that we suffer from, the greatest pandemic, is the pandemic of sin. This is the disease that we suffer from the most. And the Bible tells us as we go on that the Lord will do this by forgiving our iniquities and will give us an abundance of peace and of truth. Now notice what the Bible says regarding the calling upon God. In Isaiah chapter 55 and verse number 6, it says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." Now, is there a time when God will not be near? Is God always going to be near? The Bible tells us, notice, there's two reasons for why God is not near. Number one is described in Isaiah 59, verse 1 and 2. The Bible says, "Surely the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that he cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated between you and God." So we have here one of the main reasons why God is not near is because of our iniquities, our sins. And the Bible says in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So there's no reason why God should not be near us. And repenting of our sins and confessing our sins, God draws near to his children. God draws near to his people. Now notice what it says. "And call ye upon him while he is near." Now Christ is where? In the most holy place. He is in the most holy place. He is interceding. He is praying for us, Caleb. He's in the most holy place in the sanctuary in heaven where you have the Ark of the Covenant and the Shekinah glory where God sits upon the throne and the rainbows are flying left and right on that throne and there's lightnings and thundering where God sits because he's a holy God and he stands in light. And the Bible says in him there's no darkness at all. Christ is officiating in that room and the most holy place, and God, therefore, is near. But, friends, we are told that there's coming a time where Christ will take away his priestly robe, the robe that he wears all the way down to his feet with a bell and a pomegranate and at the end of that robe. He's going to take off that girdle. He's going to take off that priestly garment. He's going to take off the ephod with the 12 stones of Israel on his chest, that breastplate of righteousness. He's going to take that off. He's going to put on his kingly robe. And at that point, friends, whoever called upon him, it will be too late. But the point of it is that tonight it is not too late. Because he says, "Call upon me, and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." And he says, "Call ye upon him while he is near." How are we to do this, friends? Verse number 7 says we need to forsake our ways. What way do we need to forsake? Our wicked ways. Our wicked ways that we've learned from our parents. The wicked ways that we have learned from our grandparents. The characteristics of the enemy that's been passed down from generation to generation, the inherited tendencies to do wrong, as well as the cultivated tendencies to do wrong. These things that we have inherited, we must leave them upon this earth. We must put them down, and we must show forth the praises of him that has called us to glory. We must show his character. It must be revealed in our daily lives, friends. And each day is a battle between self and the spirit. Each day, my friends, this battle must be waged. Each day this battle must be fought, and we can overcome by and by as we call upon Christ and ask him for power to overcome our ways, to overcome our sins, to overcome our pride, to overcome our anger, to overcome our backbiting, to overcome our gossip, to overcome the spirit of malice. These things God is saying that we need to call upon him. This is the third angel's message. This is the first angel's message. As we are told, fear God and give glory to him. But the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him. God cannot be worshipped if we are not portraying his character in our daily lives. We cannot truly appreciate who God is if our lives is not in accordance with his. If that branch is not connected to the vine, John chapter 15 tells us, without me you can do nothing, verse number 5. We must abide in him. We must abide in the vine so that we can bear fruit. And those fruit are the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, which is joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness. All of these fruits must be seen in the lives of God's children, and we do this by calling upon him. Notice what it says. It says, let the wicked forsake his way. Let the what? Let the wicked forsake his way, verse number 7, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Oh, friends, here the Bible attacks at the very root of the matter. The very root of the matter is the heart, friends. And we are told that there are many, Christ Object Lessons, Ellen White, there are many who are trying to reform by correcting this or that bad habit, and hoping in this way they can become Christians. But they are beginning in the wrong place. Our first work is with the heart. Notice what it says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, regarding the heart. Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. Notice what the Bible says. Proverbs chapter 4. In verse 23, are we together? Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, the Bible reads, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Keep the heart, friends, keep it. Now, notice Ellen White says, and Christ Object Lessons, that we cannot keep our hearts. Follow me carefully. We cannot keep our heart. But in fact, we must ask God to take our heart and keep it for us. It is his property, right? Save us is to be our prayer. Save me in spite of myself, my weak, un-Christ-like self. We must keep the heart, friends. How do we keep it? Well, the Bible reads in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, casting down the imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I'm giving you a lot of scriptures tonight. So the heart must be kept by not pondering upon sin, not pondering upon the things that the enemy brings to our mind. You ever been praying? And as you're praying, literally as you're down on our knees, a sick thought comes into your mind, friends? Friends, this is the enemy that is attacking while you're driving. Something comes into your mind, or something you used to do, or a song you used to listen to, or a show you used to watch. Look, when these things happen, the Bible says we need to cast down the imaginations. Notice what it says. Cast down the imaginations, friends, by keeping the heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Where are these issues, friends? In our mind. This is where Christ wants to dwell, in the mind. Notice what it says, let the wicked forsake his way, and I'm closing here, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Forsake our what? Forsake our ways. Number one, our ways are not God's ways. Our thoughts are not God's thoughts. We need to forsake our ways. We need to, number two, we need to, according to the verse, we need to forsake our thoughts. We need to forsake our thoughts. We need to forsake our ways. We need to forsake our thoughts. For God's thoughts are not our thoughts, neither are our ways God's ways, saith the Lord. Because as the heaven is higher than the earth, so are God's ways higher than your ways. Friends, this is what we mean when we say we need to go up higher. We need to go up higher, friends. We need to go up higher, and yea, still higher. Notice what the Bible says. I'm closing here. In the book of 1 Peter. This is entitled A Progressive Life. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. Are we together? 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. The Bible says, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience, notice friends, in the third angel's message of Revelation 14, chapter 12, the Bible says, here is the patience of the saints, here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. How did they keep the faith of Jesus and the commandments of God? By keeping their hearts. Keep your heart with all diligence. But notice, friends. But notice what it says. It says that we must add to our faith. We must add to our faith virtue. Now, remember the woman with the issue of blood. The woman with the issue of blood that was sick for 12 years, Bible said she had visited every physician, every specialist she had gone to see. And what happened was, the Bible says, she spent all her living on physicians, and she could not be made whole. And friends, when that woman's touch of faith touched the hem of the high priest's garment, Jesus Christ, when she touched the pomegranate that was found at the hem of his garment, the border of his garment, she was revived. That woman represents the church, for the woman is a representation of the church, right? That woman represents the church. And friends, when that woman's faith touched the garment of Christ, what did Christ say? He said, who touched me? I perceive virtue, power. That's what it means. Power has come from me. The Bible says in 2 Peter 1, verse 5, add to your faith virtue. That means power, all right? And to virtue, knowledge. That means study God's word, all right? That means the studying of God's word. And to knowledge, temperance. So that's important, temperance. And to temperance, patience. Now, why does it say temperance and then patience? Ellen White says, an intemperate man cannot be a patient man. I'll read that again. An intemperate man, she said, or woman, an intemperate person can never be a patient person. So those that are intemperate in their habits of eating and drinking and their habits of sleeping and whatever it is, those that are intemperate can never reach to the point of Revelation 14, verse 12, where it says, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God in the faith of Jesus. We can never keep God's commandment if we are intemperate. It is impossible. And it says, add to your patience godliness. and to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity, that is love. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and they cannot see that they were cleansed from their old sins. Now, here's the question. In the same chapter of 2 Peter 1 and verse 4, I believe the Bible says in verse number 4 that these are precious promises, right? And it says, by these promises, we might be partakers of the divine nature. A divine what? A divine nature. A divine nature is not the old nature. And it says, having escaped, right? Listen to this carefully. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. We must escape the lust of the world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the mind, the pride of life through the plan of multiplication. I close here from the book My Life Today. These words are full of instruction. Words found in 2 Peter 1. These words are full of instruction and strike the keynote of victory. The Apostle Peter presents the believers the ladder of Christian progress. This is what, Sister Paul? The ladder of Christian progress is found where? In 2 Peter chapter 1. The ladder of Christian progress. There's a ladder we ought to climb. And the ladder represents who? Represents Christ. It says these words are full of instruction and strike the keynote of victory. The apostle presents before the believers the ladder of Christian progress, every step of which represents advancement in the knowledge of God, and in the climbing of which there is no standstill. There is to be no standstill. We ought to climb this ladder without standing still. Faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity are the rounds of the ladder, which are, oh, mercy. We are saved by climbing round after round, mounting step after step to the height of Christ's ideal for us. We are to climb to Christ's ideal for us. We are to climb to the height of Christ's character, friends. Thus he is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Now, here's the key. When you hear climbing the ladder, right, you hear that climb faith and then virtue and then temperance and then patience. Look, notice what Sister White says. All these steps are not to be kept before the mind's eye and counted as you start. In other words, what she's saying is don't be like, okay, I'm climbing faith now. Okay, I'm on faith now, and then I'm on now virtue. I'm on peace. Don't count these steps. Don't keep them before your mind like, oh, Lord, I don't have enough faith, so therefore I can't move on to the next. But fixing the eye upon Jesus with an eye single to the glory of God, you will make advancement. How will we advance in climbing the ladder? By fixing our eyes upon Jesus. By fixing our eyes upon Jesus, we will climb this ladder. By taking one step after another, the highest ascent, may be climbed, and the summit of the mount may be reached at last. Do not become overwhelmed with the great amount of work you must do in your lifetime, for you are not required to do it all at once. Did you hear that, friends? We are not required to climb it all at once. We are not to become overwhelmed, but we are to fix our eyes upon Jesus as we climb ladder by ladder. Let every power of your being go to each day's work and prove each precious opportunity. Appreciate the help that God gives you and make advancement up the ladder of progress step by step. Remember that you are to live but one day at a time, that God has given you one day, and heavenly records will show how you valued its privileges and opportunities. May you so improve every day, given you of God, that at last you may hear the Master say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Father in heaven, we thank you for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Help us to fix our eyes upon you, Father. Help us, O Father. Help my son, dear Lord, to fix his eyes upon you. Help my daughter, my family, my wife, my in-laws, my brothers and sisters, my mother, Sister Powell, Sister Carla, Sister Leola, Brother Rick, Brother Richardson, dear Father, Brother O'Neill, each and every individual, Sister Brenda, Brother John, Lord. I don't want to name names because I'll forget some. Brother Eli, each and every individual on this line. And those who are on right now and not speaking even, dear Father. Help us as a whole to climb this ladder, dear Father. We have been going down that ladder. We have not been going up. We've been going down. But, dear Father, you said in your word that if we seek you, we will find you when we search for you with all our hearts. We ask that Sister Carla will climb that ladder, dear Father. We pray for each and every individual on this prayer line at this giving time. And those who have not come, give us this day your Holy Spirit, the prayer. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Yudi, for that presentation, brothers and sisters. I know we are blessed today. The Lord is waiting for us to call upon him. You know, the Lord is ready. As he said in Psalms 145, as our dear brother was presenting it, verse 18, also Isaiah 58, proclaiming to the same chapter that our brother was saying, he said, God is ready to answer our prayer, but we must ask for his assistance. Though that's what we hear this evening, dear brother, surely, right, he could take care of our needs without our asking. But when we ask, we acknowledge that he alone is God and that we cannot accomplish it in our strength, all that is in his demand to do, you know. And when we ask, we must humble ourselves. That's the study this evening, brothers and sisters. We must humble ourselves, lay aside our what? Burden, our problem, our sins, all of us, and our worry, and we must obey and listen to his word. I just want to thank Brother Yudi and asking you to read Psalms 145. It is so, it pertains to the message that we get. As the Lord said, the Lord is nigh unto them that call upon him and to all that call upon him in truth. So the Lord wants us to call upon him. The Lord wants us to believe that he's able and just to deal with all our sins, all our transgressions, all our problems, all our burden, our heart, right? And we all have to freely give. So I just want to thank Brother Yuli for that presentation. If anyone have a query and would like to take yourself off the line, want to ask Brother Yuli what you do not understand, I'm asking you to take off yourself and press number one, and you can ask Brother Yudi. We thank him for that presentation tonight. And thank everyone this blessed Sabbath to join so that we will learn the truth, and the truth will set us free. All right. If there is no one have any questions, right, we just want to thank Brother Yudi again, and let us go into a little prayer for the time being, right? So I'm going to open some line, brothers and sisters. Let us do something. We have to humble ourselves before the Lord. Lord, if we want the Lord to hear us, we have to have something to tell him, right? And we all have something to tell and to ask for help tonight, Lord. So we're going to open the line and we will just ask, you know, for another word of prayer. Okay, I will pray. Brothers and sisters, I will pray. Oh, kind, let us pray, brothers and sisters. Kind and loving, righteous Father, which art in heaven, we, your children, want to thank you for this message that you have given unto each one of us. Lord, we have our heart here, Lord. We are asking you, Father, to take it tonight. Father, we ask you to wash us. We ask you to cleanse us. We ask you to make us holy thine. Father, this is the time that we have a work to proclaim. And this work is to proclaim with this everlasting gospel, Lord, the three angel message. We have seen the time that we are living in and what is happening and coming down. But, Lord, we have a loving Father who promises us that if we be faithful to him, he will contend with us. So tonight, as we have listened to your word, help us, therefore, feed upon your word. Help us to have your word placed within our mind. Help us, Lord, that our lifestyle will be changed and sin will eradicate from each one of us so that we can cover with your righteousness by faith in Christ Jesus so that we can enter into that rest with you. Lord, we want to thank you. Father, you said to us in your word, train up the child in the fear and admonition of you, that when they grow old, they will never depart, Lord. We want to thank you for the way in which, dear Lord, brother and sister, you, dear, is training up those young souls, Lord, at an early age in the word so that they can demonstrate you by sharing your love with the world, what they have learned, and that they can partake it to others, Lord. So we ask you to bless them. We ask you to keep them and to guide them and to protect that light that is within them, that that light will shine, and they will shine with their other little friends, and those other friends will come to know you. Lord, we want to thank you. We ask you to bless each one of us. Sister Barnaby, Lord, who is shining this light on this prayer line, and also shining the light in her workplace, shining the light wherever she go, while giving out tracts. We want to thank you, Lord, for these individuals that come in, Lord, and not just only come to listen, but to come and share your truth, Lord, what they know, what they learn, and the things that is helping them. Sister Cancinelli, dear Lord, with the health message, the health tip, Lord, read tonight about the truth, and that the truth is supposed to be carried out to the world. So, Father, we want to thank you. We want to give you praise for them, Lord, and others, Lord. My sister and brother Martin, who came on, Lord. Sister Annette Wright, dear Lord, on a blue sky. We have been sharing the line with those individuals, and they are coming here, and they are calling and said it's very interesting. So, Lord, we ask you, Lord, not us, because we cannot do anything without your help. So we ask you to allow this light that you have given unto us that we can share with others to train and to teach, Lord, others to come to know you. We lift up our dear sister Brenda and brother John, who is proclaiming the gospel message, brother Ray at his workplace, sister Leola at the laundromat and at the store, sister Carlo, dear father, who is presenting the message at the home, Jeremy, Lord, that young man who is a crack MS cripple at the time, but Lord, you know all about him, dear Father, and give Sister Carla the strength, Lord, we need. Lord, myself with my children, grandchildren, Sister Stephanie, her son, her daughter, Cardin, KJ, Lord, Brother Elton, who is presenting the gospel message, Lord, and his wife, and all the others, dear Father, we present them to you, Brother Judy and Sister Calvier, brother and father-in-law, Lord. We present them to you and the mission that they have been doing, Lord, the health store. You see, Lord, we saw work, and even the little young carpenter, Caleb, who is doing great work, dear Father, we ask you to bless the spot, the people there, so that it will be a blessing to the community to draw souls to you. We ask you for your provision to provide, Lord, many means and needs, Lord. We place it to you, and we place a little church in that little corner Bless them and keep them, that the message will carry out in the community. Father, what more could we ask, Brother Rick, Lord? We praise him to you as a carpenter, using his hand daily. Protect him and keep him, Lord, as he do the work and minister unto others. His family, Ashley, we place them to you. And, Lord, help this family, Brother O'Neill. Lord, we place as a young man who is willing and ready to carry your gospel message, Lord, out there to others. We want to give you all the praise. Thank you, Brother Bernard and his family, and all the little young people, Carlis, Brother Lester, Lord, all these young ones who used to on this line. I know they're still doing your work, dear Father, so we present them to you. What more could we ask? Thank you for this blessed Sabbath day. And all those who are on the internet, we put them to you tonight. You know our need, but dear Father, we are giving, asking you to take this heart of us and give us a heart of flesh and help us to be faithful, ready to stand, Lord, for you and stand for the truth. Bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yes, brothers and sisters, I just want to thank everyone tonight, this Sabbath night. Thanks for the message that we have all received, and we are wishing everyone a blessed night, a blessed Sabbath, so that you can praise and give God all the praise that's due to you. Have a blessed night. We will just close. All right, just close it.